it's exactly yesterday. The chief of staff of the army was hit by the justice. Because, as you know, on June, there was one of the staff of the army was assassinated. Exactly, it was on 13th of June. So we try to see and know who did this assassinate. And some information, because the justice is working on this matter. So till now, we got three persons from the army who are inculpated. And we don't know. Yesterday, for the chief of staff, it was just to hear him and know the truth. So some of his bodyguards came and extract him from the justice. But now the matter is okay because he is in house, but not at the chief of staff, but he's there and will control the situation.
So how is the president going to reassure people in the Comoro Islands that the situation is under control? Because we heard people are uncomfortable with the current situation.
No. You know, every time if we have problem in the army, it's normal that people will be uncomfortable. But I can assure you that since yesterday night, the situation is under control, and the chief of staff accepted yesterday to submit himself on under the decision of the justice.
So what has the
So it's no problem really.
So what has
we don't have problem? It's very quiet.
So what has the president said about this assassination and the investigations that are ongoing?
For the president, every time, as you know, at the beginning of this mandate, he said that the justice must be independent. So for this assassination, he said that let the justice does his role. And from June to now, the investigations were very well. And for these last days, the justice decided to hear the general, the chief of staff. So yesterday it was for this, and he was inculpated, not condemned, but he's just inculpated, and now we let the justice doing its role.
So what will be done to those suspected or those who are believed to be behind the assassination?
Of course, it will be the justice to say. It will be the justice, and we believe that the justice will do its role, inshallah.
What will you tell the international community about the peace in the country at the moment? Because some people believe that there is still some tension within the army.
It's true that he's removed because of this decision of the justice. But about the international community, I think that this international community is here and it's following the matter, not only for this crime, but the political situation in the country. And as you know, on June, the president signed with the governor of Ireland an agreement to accept that the election will be held on November of this year for the first round, and on December for the second round. So now, the peace is here, and the international community is following with the government the processes. And we hope that on November we'll take this election in the country.